Is that a little bit too little, too late? Should he, in hindsight,
in hindsight,
go at
2020? Yes. But if he gets a yellow with 10 laps to go, this is what he needed to do to win the race. He just didn't catch it. And last year we
Okay, everyone, we're going to begin our slate of post-race media availabilities. We are now joined by the winning crew chief, Chris Lambert, along with the winning car owner of Heather Gibbs. Chris, to start, you know, it's one thing to, you know, build cars with speed. It's another thing, you know, to find the execution week in and week out. And for the first time since 1981, Denny has won three straight races starting from the pole. Coincidentally enough, that was also in the 11 car. So if you can just speak to ultimately the dynamic that this team has found in recent weeks in terms of, you know, the success you're having at the shop and, of course, you know, at the racetrack as well.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. When you say those numbers, like, I don't know that any of us could have penciled this in without feeling really, really greedy and probably unreachable at the time. But I would say execution today, great. Obviously, the last couple weeks, execution wasn't so great, right? We started from the back a couple different ways, but able to kind of overcome that the last couple. But today, honestly, was pretty much just, you know, we executed well. No one made a mistake. It went about how we expected, minus the 20, probably saving fuel there at the end. I don't know that I saw that one coming soon enough. I saw it, you know, 22, 23 to go. Otherwise, it's just a good time to be on this 11 team right now. You know, I've talked with the guys, and we try to focus less on the results right now, right? Like, the results are great. They take care of themselves, but they're 38 cars, 37 cars here every weekend, and people are, you know, if you only decide your worth, how well you're doing, based on the result only, you leave here devastated week in and week out. But if you, you know, base that in how well is the team functioning, are we doing things better, simulator, are we making better decisions on the front side, regardless of what might happen with the outcome, then you can build on things, right? And I think that's what we've been focusing on really all year, and we just do one race at a time, one practice session at a time. But that's what I have the most fun with and enjoy the most about this team right now.
And Heather, focusing on Pocono itself, with this win, JGR is now tied for the most wins all time here at this track, and they've won 9 of the last 14 races here. So if you could speak to, you know, what the team as a whole kind of focuses on when coming to this track in particular, and ultimately the success it has found throughout its history.
Well, I mean, that's kind of what Joe Gibbs Racing is about, is just everyone coming together. It's not about one team. It's not about one driver, crew chief. It's 35 years and 450 people back at the shop that we fight every single week for. They can't be here with us to enjoy these wins, but they're the ones that are the kind of the hands and feet of our organization and have given us so much success.
Well said. All right. Well, we'll begin opening up to questions. We'll begin with Zach right here, and then we'll go to Bob next.
Zach Catanzo, kickingthetires.net. At what point did you know you were going to catch the 20, or was there never any doubt based off the timing and how much they were pushing it?
Maybe there was doubt for 3 or 4 laps when we were trying to, like, scope out, okay, how long do we think they can go? What kind of pace do they need to run to make it based on what they look like they're short on fuel to us? But once we saw kind of that and saw their pace, saw how many laps we thought they were short, we were – you know, we needed half a second lap basically at that point with 20 to go to get there. And we were already getting that as soon as we told him to push. So it felt pretty confident. And then, you know, also felt confident that they were going to have to save more to even make it than what they were doing at that pace. So we started to feel better after that for sure. But the thing that would have been different, right, is you worry about how quickly can we get there? Because what happens if a caution comes out, right, with 10 to go and we haven't gotten him yet, and he's able to save fuel for 5 laps under caution, and then now he can make it? You know, he's at a significant tire advantage, but you just never know what could happen. So, you know, you even look at the radar a little bit, there was some sprinkles and things starting to show up. So if you could have, you know, got caught by a caution and then it rained, you know, we would have lost the race that way. So that was the only reason we were kind of, you know, pushing him harder to go get him as quickly as he could.
Go to Bob, and then we'll dub it right across from
him. Bob Pockers, Fox Sports. Heather, at Bowman Gray, Denny said with everything that had gone on from Homestead till then, he thought this season would go one of two ways, either really good or really not so good. And I'm curious, what questions did you have about how well his season would go? And is this what you expected or beyond your expectations?
Well, you know, I can tell you with Denny and everything that they went through off season, he's a consummate professional. And I think for many of us that go through a lot of tough times, being at the racetrack is our home. And that's where we find the most peace and want to be back at the track. That's normal to him. And I think he wanted to be back. He had records to break, and he had something to prove. And he's doing it now. And we joked. We were like, you're spring chicken. You got so many years left. So now we're trying to think of how we can keep him longer. But yeah, with Denny, I mean, he's been outstanding.
We'll go right here next.
Bob,
we'll go to Jeff.
You had to bring that up. Like, this was going really well for me. Yeah. You brought me back to Phoenix. Like, come on, man. Like,
especially after these three wins, this season has, gone the one way,
Yeah, I'm just joking with you a little bit. Right? I'm trying to make light of it because that's going to haunt me to the rest of my existence. So, yeah.
We got more. No, and I was going to say, finally, Kings Hawaiian gets a win.
Victory.
So
his
record hasn't been great with them. And today we had Jenna and Aaron and Mike. It was awesome to have them here for their first win.
Yeah, good.
Mason Smith from the Pocono Record. I'm just kind of curious because Denny's success at this track is well documented. How much of that is, continuing the coach, continuing to advise, and also just trying to rely on his experience and his success and just trying to find a balance with that?
Oh, I think that it's all because of his success here. I think that what he's talked about what made him good here, he's kind of always done and repeated, even with the different cars. Now, with that said, he can run the fastest laps. He can do whatever. Like, you've got to have good execution, particularly here, because if things don't fall your way, even if you're the best car of the day, you're not going to pass 15 cars late in a run or something like that. So you got to have all that go together. But he definitely knows what he needs to go fast here, right? It's an example. I think we saw him last two poles here, right? So he knows how to go fast when he needs to.
We'll go to Jeff and then to Dustin next.
I haven't heard your take on if it is a possibility that you'd like to have Denny come back further beyond next year. I mean, do you think it is? He's kind of gone back and forth on it, but from your perspective, would you like to have him continue longer?
I mean, I think for Denny, he wants to leave on top, right? I mean, he doesn't want to leave where it was 1 year too long. But at this rate and what he's producing out there, I mean, it's not something you would not consider. So I think, we want the best drivers in our cars. Our team works to put the best cars on the track. And so if it works out and he's still producing and he wants to, it's a huge commitment for him. He's got his own team that he, kind of wants to run. So, but it's hard when you dangle checkered flags in front of him too.
Go ahead, Dustin.
Dustin Long, USA Sports. Chris, I know sports are not played on paper. But I think the feeling was, when you look at these next few races, is that Tyler has already outscored Denny on road courses and should get that advantage. One, how important was it to cut this deficit down as significantly as you have going into this stretch? And two, for myself or anybody else that thinks Denny can't keep up with him at or may not think he could keep up with him on the road courses, why would we be wrong?
That's going to be a good one. For sure, we paid attention to it. I don't think Denny alluded to, on the radio, I said, hey, we cut the deficit down to 19 or 20 or whatever the number was. I don't think he cares about that much, to be quite honest with you, first or second. I think he just wants wins, and I think it is that simple for him. For us, we're watching both, and obviously one helps the other. And we've known that, the road courses were coming up, and we know it's not his strength per se, right? But I look at San Diego particularly as a wild card, right? I think there's going to be a lot of chaos there. It's unknown for everybody. And I look at it a lot more like Chicago Street Course, right? And we finished fourth with him, Chicago Street Course, last race. And so, I'm optimistic that we should be able to go do that there, And then I'm optimistic that, Sonoma, we weren't particularly great last year at all, but we have two or three cars at every racetrack that are good. So we have information and help at Joe Gibbs Racing to help the one who may not be quite as good there. So, we'll make some changes to the Sonoma package and try to bring something different, a lot closer to what somebody was good. And then I think San Diego, we're gonna be better than we probably think going into it.
Have any further questions for either Chris or Heather today? Okay, y'all. Well, congrats on the win today.
Thank you.